Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we're examining every single goddamn page of Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, a scenario for Vampire the Masquerade, to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is 1992's Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, the official PDF release from White Wolf. Today we're discussing page one of Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico. It's one of those black pages with the white text and the white picture. I'm not going to bother putting the picture on Patreon because it is just sort of a pastiche of Mayan art. There's nothing really to tell about it. Other than that picture, all that's on this page is the name of the book, such as it is, three nouns and a colon sitting awkwardly next to each other, making themselves my problem. And then under that, the credit for the book by Nigel Findlay. I think that the pronunciation of Nigel's last name is Findlay. I'm not 100% sure. We're not going to be talking about him in great detail anytime other than this page for a couple of reasons. First of all, very sadly, Nigel Findlay is no longer with us. He died very young, and he has a body of work in the RPG field that I'm mostly unfamiliar with. I'm going to be talking about this book, and I've read a little of his other work. He also was the writer who did Dark Alliance Vancouver, the book that we talked about briefly when we were doing Dumb Vampire Tricks in Alien Hunger. But I think most of what he did was for Shadowrun, and I don't have any real familiarity with that game. So I do not have the information that I would need to characterize him as a writer. Most of his work is elsewhere and is like well-known in its area. However, Nigel Findlay's name constitutes two of the seven words on this page. And so I think just for today, just this once, it is fair to talk about him with the understanding that on this podcast, I have discussed highly successful RPG writers like Ray Wininger, writers who are hugely creative and big influences on my own childhood like Kevin Zambita, RPG writers who produced great work and are no longer with us like Eric Wuchik. I've gotten into it with all of these authors on Mega Dumbcast, not in a way meant to target them, but because this is what I do and this is how I do it. Never on Mega Dumbcast do I lose sight of the fact that I am talking about human beings whom I hope would understand that part of being a human being is occasionally being the butt of a joke. That said, what strikes me about this page of Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, an adventure that will take us far into the exotic wilds of Mexico, an adventure that will plunge us into the forgotten world of the Aztecs and the Maya. What strikes me is that our guide and our author through this will be named Nigel, which is 100% the name of the guy who gets killed by the arrow trap while he's explaining some archaeology bullshit to his fellow adventurers. It is an inauspicious start to have some fake-ass Mesoamerican art on this page to be told that there is a dramatic awakening, that we are going to Mexico, to be promised vampire adventures rooted in the hazy past of the Mayan Empire, and then for our hearts to sink as we hear that Nigel will be our guide. Nigel, buddy, do you want me to save you the money on a plane trip and sacrifice you to propitiate the gods now? Just ahead of time, like before you got to travel anywhere. Nothing personal. The corn has got to grow and you're the man to do it, buddy. I know how this ends. It's the only way it can end. This feeling will be borne out by this book because while Nigel Findlay, he did have some background with this area. You know, I don't want to front like there's no connection. Nigel Findlay was born in Venezuela, but it's going to become apparent as we get into this book that the author is not what you would call an expert on the cultures that we are going to be broadly evoking to spice up essentially a vampire dungeon crawl. The dumbest thing on this page, I think, is doing an adventure in Mexico, drawing on Mexican history, very specific ethnic history within Mexico, and not having somebody, if not at the wheel, like not the author, at least like a consultant, having somebody to make sure that we know what the fuck we're talking about when we talk about these cultures. I'm going to do my best as in Alien Hunger, as in the Marvel Superheroes season, not to spoil you, but spoilers for this book, your sense of unease at being led ever closer to forgotten, cursed Mayan ruins by a man named Nigel, those fears are well-founded. You're just going to have to keep your eyes peeled for Aztec curses and arrow traps and do your best to navigate without stepping on a pressure plate, as I have attempted to navigate today's page without falling afoul of any of the many arrow traps involved in discussing the work of Nigel Findlay. Assuming that I have survived, and only you, the audience, can say, join me next time when hopefully I am not going to once again be in the position of mocking the work of a respected author on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the patrons-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that feed and support the show, visit patreon.com/megadumbcast. This season's theme song is Tequila Moonrise by Tequila Moonrise. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.